Now dictation for Joann, J-O-A-N-N, Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, December 31, 41. Address as a letter to Dr. Russell at U-S-S-E-L-L Anderson. 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Joann, chronic kidney disease, probably from diabetes hypertension, last visit January, comes accompanied with husband. They were affected by a recent Poison tornado, Hontan Middleton. It was dark and she fell, some trauma to her back, uses a walker. She's been unsteady for years, has been taking ibuprofen over the counter, 600 milligrams twice a day, daily for the last 3 weeks. Uses inhalers for chronic dyspnea. She did have a left-sided lumbar hernia repair. No complications, Lansing. Review system done, medication list review. I will highlight HCTC, lisinopril beta blockers, cholesterol treatment, diabetes. She's taking also CellCept, C-E-L-L-C-E-P-T, because of uveitis, University of Michigan, Kellogg, K-E-L-L-O-G. Plans to start Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A. Next paragraph, present weight, 196. Blood pressure has been in the 150s over 80s. No respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness. Wound on the left back area without inflammatory changes, a stable edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is April, creatinine 1.2, which is improved from baseline. GFR 44, stage 3B, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable or improving, not symptomatic, no dialysis, anemia has not required EPO treatment, present sodium, potassium, acid base normal, no need to change diet for potassium or bicarbonate replacement. Normal nutrition, calcium, no need for phosphorus binders. Continue lisinopril and other blood pressure medicines. Exposed to CellCept for uveitis, but no evidence of cell count abnormalities or gastrointestinal symptoms. Come back on the next 6 months.